The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Guys?
Yeah?
Hi,
The lights on.
Click. Oh. Oh, fuck. Okay. I guess hello and welcome to My Brother, Me, and Right Show for the Modern Era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
Hold up the cue. I'm Travis McElroy, your middlest brother.
Okay, none of this is where... Don't look at any of this.
Yeah,
yet,
we weren't
okay?
ready.
This is
Griffin. You didn't say your name. You stopped at I'm.
Yeah.
Well, the fucking name, teleprompter's not going yet.
Oh,
here, just take the.
Thanks.
Yeah, read the. Just read the paper.
And I'm Griffin McElroy.
Yeah, you stood up a little early.
Okay, you came early. We were packing for our flights to Dragon Con last night, so we didn't get a chance to prepare the show. We were trying to do it this morning, and you were not supposed to be here yet.
I forgot there was a studio tour scheduled. That's on us.
Shit.
Sorry. I think Conan's down the hall if you guys want to see Conan.
Hey, Trav, why don't you walk down with him? I'll stay here.
I'm staying also. There's no fucking way I'm going there with you to okay. this bit.
Griffin, I'll stay here to straighten, and then no, wait.
Okay.
You two stay here to straighten, uh-huh. and I'm going to lead a tour guide to some of the other podcasts that are already recording.
Okay.
I'm going to be the tour guide, and I'll show people around.
Okay, great, yeah.
Okay.
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 So over here, come on, right this way.
Those are feet.
Okay, over here, this is where we do all the movie podcasts that are dudes talking about movies. We make them do it all in one room. Let me just open the door.
Yeah, so the laser's coming. I'm like, that's not a laser. That's a, what? It's a sword. A laser sword?
Okay, sorry about that. Now, over here.
What a big bong this is.
Over here, this is actually, we promised Conan O'Brien. Here's Conan O'Brien. I don't know who his special guest is today, but I'm really excited to see. Oh, he's coming back from a live commercial. Let's listen in.
Oi, it's me, Michael Caine. I'm so excited to be on your program.
I don't know why Michael Caine is talking them back from break. Guests on podcasts don't normally do that.
Because I'm fucking Michael Caine, ain't I?
I feel like Conan should step in here with one of his trademark.
And I'm things. Andy.
Wait, you're both Andy and Mike? That sounds actually not a bad Andy.
Yeah, I was doing my impression.
It's your Louis Anderson impression, actually. And those two, I don't think, are the same.
But Andy is within the name of Louis Anderson.
Hey, Juice, can we switch parts?
Yeah, Justin, you do Conan.
Juice, switch parts with me.
Yeah.
And I'm Justin walking you through all the different... this is
you could be you.
Okay, you I'm Griffin.
No, that's not switching parts then, is it, Justin?
I'm Griffin or Justin, and we're going to continue the tour. Uh-oh, hey, look at this. It's Conan. It is Conan O'Brien, and it's not Travis.
Wow, I can't believe I'm here. Conan O'Brien, it's me. I finally have a podcast. Welcome back to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend.
Shutting the door very slowly on it.
This week on I have two brother guests. It's Ben and Casey Affleck. Guys, so nice to meet you.
I call Ben.
Fuck!
Not even. Nice fucking try. I call Ben. I don't want either of them, but I'm definitely Ben of the, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I got a fun idea. let me, Conan O'Brien, lead your tour for the rest of it. Go ahead, tour guide. You're gonna leave. Okay. I'll take over from
Conan,
here.
Does James Spader have a podcast? Because I can do a pretty good James Spader. If you can find James Spader somewhere.
Just start going through this labyrinthine podcast studio that we're in until we do find the James Spader podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, over here. Let me open the door to our new office-based fan cast hosted by people who were on The Office for a short period of time. It's called Blunder Giggling.
Yeah. Oh, something. It's pretty good.
I got something.
Hi, welcome back to Blunder Giggling. I'm the Kevin one. And today my guest is the guy... my guest is Props Master. We called him Props Master Dave, and he made.
I feel like Griffin is Arnold Schwarzenegger in that scene in True Lies when he's holding Jamie Lee Curtis dangling from a helicopter, and that's the grip that Griffin has on this Kevin voice right now. It's like right there, and if he could just pull.
Well, the whole point of this was to give me a chance to do my slam dunk James Spader, and then he introduced this Props Master.
James Spader couldn't make it today. Because
no, I could.
Sick.
I'm here.
He got very
I'm James
sick.
Spader, and I'm here.
I don't know who this is, but it's not James.
It's me, James Spader. I was pretending
sorry,
to be.
Sorry, I'm late. I what? Had to oh, stop no. at the coffee shop.
No, this is dark coffee. James Spader. That's not the real James Spader.
That was Jeff Goldblum, actually. He's next on the show.
Was
the next
was Jeff Goldblum on The Office?
Gosh.
Rip the...
I probably was. It seems like I probably would have been.
Hey, guys, it's me, Griffin. Sorry, love this show.
Is The Office ready for us?
We're in a sort of loop right now, a kind of vortex that's going to be hard for you two, James Spaders, and you, the actor who played Kevin on The Office, to understand. But I'm going to... Do you see this orb that's floating around? That's where the audience is.
Can you take us over to Smartless, Griffin?
No, I can't.
Yeah, let's stop it on Smartless real quick.
All right,
let's
hold on. Let me grab the orb. Ah, fuck, it's so hot.
Okay, now here's what I want. All of us are just going to start doing our impression of one of the three hosts.
Okay.
And I want to see where we, like, in a perfect world, we'll all pick a different one.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, you ready? I'm going to count down from three.
Can we, should the impression be of your name so it'll be immediately
evident
who
you're introducing yourself like, and
Griffin
I'm...
Is, I'm looking, I'm watching Griffin Google the names.
No, I got it. I'm good.
He's good. Okay, I didn't have to, fellas.
All right, you ready?
In this.
I got him tattooed on my heart.
So three, two, one. I'm John
and
Cryer.
I'm Jason Arnett. Bateman.
Is John Cryer one of them?
Damn it, Griffin!
No, you were looking for Sean Hayes, Griffin. Sean Hayes.
Sean
but
Hayes,
we did do three different ones, which...
That was three different ones. Yeah.
Maybe the guest this week was John Cryer.
Yeah, he definitely was on that podcast at some point, right? I mean, come on.
Oh, well, they've had everybody.
Well, let me grab the orb, and I'm going to fucking run with it. Right down the hallway, back to the Mabim Bam Studios, and bowl
wait, come
it inside.
Back! I, Jason Bateman, need to eat your orb for fuel.
Oh no, not again! So
he's an orb-based talent.
So this is
that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
It's all right.
This is an advice podcast.
Now do Donald Duck.
Yeah, let's all break. Oh, we love it. We love that here. We love that here.
My Mickey Mouse is getting better, but I still don't have a Donald.
Yeah, no one does.
Nobody has a Donald. It's a real duck. Hey, so this is an advice show. Sorry about the inconvenience, but you did show up. Don't complain about this because it was your fault for showing up so early. Time for advice. I love to take my dog for walks in our beautiful Riverside Park.
Ooh.
He's a good boy, and other dogs and people love to meet him. I'm fine with this as he's super friendly and loves the attention. But I'm socially awkward, so I don't know how to interact with the other people who are petting my dog. Do I pet them too?
No.
Can I look off into the distance? What are some small talk suggestions for people whose dogs have their noses halfway up my dog's butt? Please help me, brothers. That's from Mumbling Mutt in Memphis.
They had to have meant, do I pet their dog too?
Their dog. They could not have meant,
pet the flesh of the human being. Who's just trying to live their life.
Next time someone says, can I pet your dog? Say, yeah, absolutely. May I pet you?
Yeah. Then my dog will pet me and the circle will be complete.
Your dog gets left out. Fuck your dog. Your dog does
have
not belong here.
Have you ever noticed, guys, we never get questions. This just occurred. We never get questions to start like, so my problem is I'm too socially well-adjusted. I always know what to do in every situation.
You don't have a problem if you're one of those lucky people. It takes three of us to figure out what one normal person might do.
I think what I would do, start petting my dog, is I would look away and say, I'll give you two a moment.
That's
good.
This
is between you guys.
Just step back and go, when you're ready.
Yeah. We have no business, you and I.
Can you charge money?
$20. I was about to say the words $20.
$20.
To pet my dog.
To pet this
dog. Oh, a good thing. If someone says, can I pet your dog? Say, I don't know, can you? And then you don't have to worry about it because they won't keep talking to you.
No,
that's
bad.
They'll stab you in the face with a knife. How about this? Okay, yes, you can, but you have to promise me that you won't make any wishes. Promise.
Promise.
They could go really, really bad. I've seen some really bad, chaotic wishes come after this dog. Please, you have to promise me you're not wishing anything.
And you might
even
think,
in the back of your mind, like, I wish I could get some Arby's later.
You might think that you've got it airtight and that there is no room for ironic.
Classic mistake.
But it's this dog. This dog will twist it on you 100% of the
time. Please don't use up my dog wishes. That's the whole reason I bought him.
Can you pet the dog too and be like, wow, I've never touched this dog.
Do what to it?
That
never even thought of that.
Very good. The first.
Wait, show me how you do that. Show me that again. Yeah. Flat hand or closed hand?
If you were going to express this dog's anal glands, how would you go about that? Just.
Can I pet your dog? Yeah. As soon as they touch it, be like, ha ha, yours now, and run away. You were the last one to touch it. He's your problem now.
Why do you love my dog?
What are your intentions?
You love my dog.
What are you asking me for? Ask him.
This seems
make them ask the dog. Say, can I pet you?
Yes. Get down there on hands and knees and beg to pet my dog.
Say it say it in dog tongue, not in your filthy human speech. The dog
only
can't
if you
understand.
Let him pet you back.
I feel like there's a certain class of people for whom this is not a bug, it's a feature.
Yes.
Where it's like, I get to meet lots of other, like, this is the moment, right? The ice has been broken. This is the moment where they would say, like, so now we've broken the ice, let's chat. Like, people who seek out this sort
of like
thing.
It's like people who are into, like, motorcycles and stuff, where they just want you to ask them about their motorcycle so that you can ask them, like, about their motorcycle and be like,
good car people regularly have events, because I hear them, where they just park their good cars near each other, and then they're just
and they walk around like, pretty good.
Well, the nice thing about that, especially if they have a dog too, right, if you have that shared thing, you can focus 100% of the conversation on that thing.
Yeah.
Right? It's when it starts to branch out, if someone's like, and tell me about you, the human attached to this dog, and I'm like, oh, no.
But then
that's not what this is.
You've got
five, like, rapid-fire questions about dog care. Like, what, so... We love dogs, right? Like, but a good conversation starter. I don't talk about dogs, so I don't know exactly.
I mean, you could say, like, what breed? How old are they?
Yeah.
What's their name? If you want, throw something like, looks like there's some, like, Shiba in there. It doesn't have to, nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Just pick any kind of, like, classy-looking dog. Oh, is there some Vizsla in there? And then.
So this person is uncomfortable talking to other people, Travis. I know that you don't understand this, but they're uncomfortable talking to other people. And what you want them to do is take a swing and a miss, like, to have the awkwardness of getting their dog's breed wrong.
No, here's what I'm saying. There is no miss, right? Because you're not a dog person. There are two things that dog owners love talking about their dog's breed. The correct, yes, you are right, good for noticing. Or, you would think that. But actually,
either way,
it's the two things that they will talk about the most is if you get it right or get it wrong.
Now,
Doesn't matter.
If they do pay your dog a compliment, like, oh, he's such a precious, special baby. Look at those toe beans. I want to eat them up. You can say, like, yeah, but did you see Clifford the Big Red Dog movie? Because this dog is good, but in that one,
what are some of your favorite dogs?
In that one, the dog is a very unique color and so big that a grown-up can ride on him like a big horse, and you can't do that with my dog. So it's a fine dog. It is no Clifford the Big Red Dog.
No.
Which now I would put this dog.
I'd trade him for Clifford in a heartbeat.
I would put this dog above Beethoven though, because that dog wrecked havoc. I see that look on your face. A lot of people get confused by this. Beethoven is actually about a dog, not about the composer. I know what you're thinking because you see it. It's a Beethoven movie.
A lot of people think Beethoven is the Charles Grodin character, but no. Beethoven
the
is dog
is called Beethoven's dog.
Yeah.
Which...
And strangely, Charles Grodin is called Beethoven's owner, and no one's quite sure where Beethoven exists in this.
Yeah.
There's a middleman we haven't pinned down yet between Charles Grodin and the dog that connects the two of them. We're not sure, but do you think Turner and Hooch are married in real life?
God, I still miss Grody every day. It's tough.
Yeah.
They made a series of successful films off of, it's a big dog, man. I don't know what to tell you. He's a big dog, and sometimes he knocks shit over.
No. It is that. It is 50. No, it's a genius formula. It's 50% that, 50%. Man, I love it when Charles Grodin hates stuff.
Yeah.
If you ever wind that guy up and see him get like really, really grumpy, oh, it's good.
He's the grumpiest. He puts like a weird manic smile on when he's really mad. That if I was there in real person, I'd be terrified. But me watching, I'm just eating my popcorn and loving it.
They pointed this out on Black Check, but he was in Clifford. You remember Clifford?
Yeah.
With Martin Short
the
as
big
the little
red
boy.
Fucking dog. Yes, Justin. No, we talked about it a second
boy.
Ago.
No, he's a little white boy. That's exact, what it's called, Clifford the little white boy.
Played by the old
man. I just realized.
What was the pitch for the Clifford movie with Martin Short in it? No, here's the thing. He's a devil. He's a demon child played by an adult. And also Charles Grodin is there. Oh, sorry, it's...
This is skewing too. This is too close to anti-Martin Short talk. On
we won't.
No, I would never. I would never.
Will not abide.
I would never.
Is there another question?
Yeah, because I just discovered that the WikiHow I had pulled we have done before, and so I believe that the wizard is going to be on vacation for this particular episode.
Well, how about another question? That you know what? What you would have noticed that. If they had arrived when they were supposed to arrive,
instead of
20 minutes early, you would have had, this is their fault. My mom and I love to watch shows together. They actually said like, I'm putting a little.
Yeah. Hey, Justin, how about you don't editorialize? They're still getting to know each other.
My mom and I like to watch shows together. And recently, what if the question was like, my mom and I like to watch shows together. Can you guys recommend several new shows that you've been enjoying? No jokes. Send jokes out of the room. The jokes part is the work.
I would love to talk about
shows.
What
if they were just like, what shows are you guys
What are you guys watching
right
now? Don't make bits about it. Don't describe it too much. Just say like the name. I've been watching Resident Alien. It's good.
Do you have friends that when you see them at a party, you only talk about the shows you've been watching?
Yeah.
And once you have gone through all the shows you've been watching, you get this feeling like, I don't know this person very well.
Yeah, no. I'm an adult. Of course I have those people.
I don't think we have that much in common now that I think about it.
Oh, it's fun when you find out they also like board games or something, and it's like, well, have you played this board game? And that opens up another 20 to 30 minutes of conversation.
Yeah, and at that point, you feel okay about leaving the party. You've been there long enough. Yeah, 40 minutes is a good amount
at that
of time.
Point.
Do you want to read more than the first five words of this question?
Yeah, I was just making some conversation for the podcast. Sorry. Let's see. Now you got me all. Recently, we've been watching The Great British Bake Off.
Nice.
We invited my dad to come watch with us, and ever since, he's been watching it often. Every time I go downstairs, he's watching it. I heard him stay up till 1 in the morning last night watching it. He said he couldn't pick me up from school today, and I had to get a ride from a friend. And when I got home, he was watching it. Should I interfere? That's from Baffled by Bake Off in Ohio.
Oh, he found something.
Wow. I miss this feeling.
Oh, yeah.
When you find something?
Don't you? Oh, you find a show, and there's so many of them.
Yeah.
And you could just watch all of them if you want. God, I miss that.
Also, for it to be Great British Bake Off in this day and age, oh, the joy, the serotonin.
To rediscover it
again. You're in for some pivots. You need to be comfortable with that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, imagine if you got him onto, like, Breaking Bad, and it's just like, I'm worried about the influences it's going to have on my dad. But Great British Bake Off, the worst thing that's going to happen, you got some more baked goods in the house. Now, he might start affecting a British accent.
Yeah, and we love that. The thing with Breaking Bad is it doesn't have... Paul Hollywood. Sir Paul Hollywood's just like cerulean pools that you just swim, that he just shoots his sex beams out of through the TV
Griffin,
screen.
Have you not seen the supercuts of all the times when Walter White finished making a batch and Paul Hollywood would step in and try it and be like, that's a good bake, and shake his hand? You remember that?
It happened like a hundred times. He would pick up some of that crunchy rock, and he'd like eat a big rock of it, and he'd be like, it's a little soggy in the bottom, and then he'd be like, zeep, zop, zoobity, borp. I don't know what you do when you have done meth. I've not done meth, and I don't really know.
You sing the song Scat.
I don't know what it's like. Like, I can imagine what doing other drugs is like, but meth, I assume you just go like, beep, boop, zeep, zobbly, borp, and it turns you into like a alien man.
It turns you into an Andy Samberg character, apparently.
Yeah.
This is fine as long as it does lead to getting goods baked for you, because that is the outcome so often with Great British Bake Off.
It's also a good it's a good onboarding to like Taskmaster, which is another good one you want to watch together.
Now you're just doing the thing that we said we wanted to do.
I know, but I wanted to do it. Now, there is a seedy underbelly of possible outcome of him watching too much of this. It's like next family get together, grandma brings out a little pie, he takes a bite and he's like, soggy bottom, and shoves it away, right? Where he's, and he's like, you call this a scone? And like throws it back in her face like Prue did that one time. You know, that kind of thing. Or he's like, oh, you guys hear about Bingate? And it's like, Dad, we can't keep bringing up Bingate. It's been a long time. That's the downside. That's the dark.
I will say that I do enjoy, on a whole, baked goods less, because now I know what to look for.
What they could have been.
Yeah.
What, like when I eat a bread and it's like super chewy, before I knew anything, I was like, oh, chewy bread. But now I know like they didn't prove it. They didn't prove it enough.
They didn't prove the yeast.
They didn't prove the existence of bread.
No.
I'm glad now, because just from watching Great British Bake Off, I've been able to add the word claggy into my vocabulary. And I don't know what it means, and I don't think they do either, but it seems like a good way to really put down someone's baking. It's like, it's a bit claggy. It's a little stodgy.
It's a bit claggy. It's catch-all. You don't have to interfere. You don't have to intercede. Just let him enjoy the baking.
Maybe set a timer so he doesn't stay up till 1 o'clock or miss picking up from school.
That is worrisome. I love cooking shows. I love Great British Bake Off. I mean, I love Zumbo's Best Desserts.
Oh, yeah.
I love...
Is it cake?
Sweet Genius with Ron Ben Israel. Is it cake? But the other ones, I love. And I'm hard on Is It Cake, because there was a version called Eye Candy starring Josh Groban on Roku. Okay. Well, it was a Quibi, and then it was on... Anyway, sorry. Doesn't have anything to do with anything.
Is it possible your father is obsessed just with the episode where they had to make cake busts of famous people and someone made the nightmare Tom DeLonge?
I love those shows. I have never felt like I gotta fucking watch the next one.
Really?
I gotta see what happens next.
It's the reason I did a watch along podcast called Bake On. I think it was the last two seasons. That's how we feel when we watch it. We have watched the season. Like the first season that aired on Netflix, we watched that shit like once a month. We watched that same series over and over again.
I feel bad that the wizard let us down this week.
Yeah, it is a little sad, isn't it?
Do you guys want to learn how to fight with a...
Hey, we're recording this on September 1st, Griffin.
Don't. Do
Monthly
this.
Observance.
Do not do this to me.
Aren't you guys curious what kind of month it's going to be in
I'm
September?
I'm so curious.
God dang it. Yeah, so we got some special month observances to do.
Happy September.
Happy September 1st, everybody. Did you know that this is the month, if you do have a new fall hat, that you are excited about? It is fall hat month.
No, it's not.
Fall is here. Getting colder, so it's time to break out the headgear. It's fall hat month. During fall hat month, switch out of the cool weather head protection and into stylish felt and fabric styles. No period on the end of that sentence.
No period, just laying it all out there.
Someone was murdered writing that first paragraph, and then somebody hopped back in for the next paragraph. Hats were probably one of the first items of clothing found among primitive humankind.
What?
So,
Where are we going with this?
Wait, that can't possibly be right
when we're walking around with our butt and gooch and privates just out, and someone was like, I have to get my hair hidden. Birds and bugs keep getting in there. So it's fall hat month, everybody. And I guess, Hats have played an impressive role in human history. Presumably, U.S. President William Henry Harrison died shortly after his inaugural dress because he refused to wear a cap on that cold, nasty day.
Now,
was
hold
it
on.
Just his, was it just if my man's had had a nice derby on, he would still be with us today, is what you're
you
saying?
You can't prove that. You can't prove that. You assume. But there's no way to prove that. It wasn't a magic hat that a witch gave him and said, as long as you wear this, you'll never get sick. You don't know, unless, wait,
no,
unless.
I refuse to unless no. that. That is so no,
but gonna, what if it was?
That. No, I'm closing this
what
door
What if it was a
now.
Magic hat they give all presidents?
Better breakfast month. Better breakfast
well,
fuck
month. Fuck you, judgmental. You don't know what I'm eating.
You don't know, baby. I can't get better.
You can always get better. I'm looking at a picture. It looks like it has 7 banana slices and some chia seeds. No, thank you.
That's it?
No, thank you.
Any breakfast would be better than that.
That can't be it. That can't be. I've seen pictures of a balanced breakfast, and it didn't contain chia seeds. It contained frosted flakes, a glass of milk, and orange juice for some reason.
Yeah, and toast.
If I ate a balanced breakfast as recommended by cereal commercials, I would be on the toilet until lunchtime. It's so much fucking food. It's so much food. It's milk and orange juice? Do you want me to
The orange juice also, it is in a pitcher. Did I take the extra minute to get out a pitcher and fill my kid's pitcher with
it's
juice?
It's better
to
breakfast month. Decant your juice for your dirtbag kids. Decant your juice and give your kids these fucking hardened charcoal tablets to enjoy with their 7 banana slices.
Can we go back to, as long as we're talking about, can we go back to original Fruit Loop recipe, please? Just before they used back when they used the artificial colors and the artificial sweeteners, like the old school tricks recipe as well, please. I'm an adult now and I would like to make these decisions for you.
They did? They don't? Okay. You're saying a lot of wild stuff. They did go back to the original tricks look. People hated the no artificial colors.
Thank
though.
You.
So you're covered there.
Thank you. Awesome.
Save your photos. On Fruit Save Loops? Your photos month. Save your photos huh. month.
Now?
In case of, I guess, a storm that comes to try to take your photos away. I guess put them in the cloud. That one doesn't feel like it needs. That won't take me a whole month.
I don't have the
month.
Urgency of spending a month doing that.
I'm almost certain we've talked about International Update Your Resume Month, which like for us would be kind of, I don't want the two of you to ever update your resumes because that would affect me. That would have implications for me and my life. If I find out the two of you are updating your resume, I would probably quit first just so you don't get the satisfaction of pulling the rug out from me.
Well, good news, Griffin. I can tell you this personally.
Yeah.
Unless the employer is interested in a decade of podcast experience, I don't have a lot. Unless they're like, well, yeah. Oh, we see here that back from 2007 to 2009, you worked at Best Buy. Interesting. Yes, please be the manager of this big company. I don't see that happen. I'm not bringing a lot to the table outside of what I'm currently doing.
Looks like I haven't updated my resume in about 8 years. So
I really don't know if I have.
I don't have one. I have an acting resume from my time upon the boards.
I have a curriculum verite that I use for my professorships.
Special skills? Being really good at acting. That's Latin? Not one, but that's a secret for you. You can put that as a special skill in anything. Being good at doing this job.
Baby safety month. Gotta take that serious.
That should be every month.
That is hugely a problem. That is a massive. The idea that you have been putting off making your home safe for your baby, and then you see like something pop up on MySpace. It's like, good news, it's baby safety month. Like, fantastic.
Baby safety month. We should really get on that.
Yeah.
What about baby stunts month? That comes the next. So first baby safety, then baby stunts. That's October.
Well, we'll be right back after this.
Hey, Justin.
Yeah?
I want to focus on you for a moment. How are you feeling?
Finally. Wow, Trav, thanks. Well, I'm a little stressed.
How are things going? Yeah, they're fine.
We just want to know about you now, today.
Yeah, I'm a little stressed out.
I want to help.
We're here to help you, Justin.
Yeah.
Hey, who
am I? I'm really interested in how you feel.
Hey, who am I? Justin, how are you doing? Hey, who am I?
I'm here to help. I'm here to help.
George Takei?
I'm listening.
That's Frasier Crane. Frasier
okay,
Crane.
Wait, now, oh. Wait, Justin. Justin, who am I doing?
Yeah, I'm here to help.
Patrick Warburton?
Yeah, nailed it.
That's good.
Yeah, now Griffin, you do another one.
Okay, but I
Calm
do.
Calm is a service that I have begged my brothers to talk about and they refuse to. Calm, why is my question? Because it is a slam dunk if you are feeling stressed out because your brothers are more invested in their mid-90s sitcom stars.
Hey, Justin.
Why so serious?
Why so serious?
Why so serious, Batman?
big news, big update. You guys are doing the rest of the call, man. I'm done. I'm done with it.
Somebody stop me.
No, I
check
stopped
this out.
Me.
Mortal Kombat.
That's pretty good. I like that. Yeah.
Wait.
Reduce stress and anxiety. I'm Scorpion. Reduce stress and anxiety through guided meditations. Improve focus with curated music tracks. Now, Travis, you be another Mortal Kombat character.
Okay. Yeah. I'm Raiden.
Okay.
Rest and recharge with Calm's imaginative sleep stories for children and adults. There's even new daily movement sessions designed to relax your body and uplift your mind. Raiden.
Now, Juice, you do one. You know a lot about this.
I'll do Justin.
I was trying to care. I was trying to put you two on my back and carry you the finish line, and I'm not doing it anymore.
If you go to calm.com/mybrother, you'll get a special offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription, and new content is added every week. I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Goro. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/mybrother. That's go to calm.com/mybrother for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. I'm Goro, and that's calm.com/mybrother, Johnny Cage.
Are you Goro? Because you've been served.
Shit. That would be great if somebody had to go to Mortal Kombat Island. Like, I'm here to fight Liu Kang. And Liu Kang's like, I'm Liu Kang. And it's like, you killed a guy. So here's, I'm actually,
you've been served.
I'm cops. And here's a subpoena for you to be arrested for the gig for killing. Actually, everyone here, just go ahead and get on this boat. This boat goes
look to
jail.
Your left and arrest the person to your left.
I don't have enough manacles for everybody. I didn't expect Goro to have so many arms. That's on me. So I am one set short.
I thought I could just do two sets of manacles on Goro, but I kind of have to do a crisscross applesauce.
Would you handcuff Goro?
That's a good question, Justin. Do you go side to side or you go X's?
Yeah, if he can still go up and down and squish things, that's not good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So speaking of Goro bondage play, Bombas is, their mission is simple. They make the most comfortable clothes ever and match every item sold with an equal item donated. So when
I bet Goro is a sub, though.
So
really,
when
he
you
seems
buy
so dominant
Bombas,
in public.
You are also giving to someone in need. Bombas designed their socks, shirts, and underwear to be the clothes you can't wait to put on every day. Everything they make is soft, seamless, tagless, and has a cozy feel. Unlike
Do you guys think Sub-Zero and Scorpion ever kiss?
And did you know that socks, underwear, and t-shirts are the three most requested clothing items at home?
Are they
shoppers?
Related? There's also smoke, and there's like a snake one,
reptile.
Too?
That's why Bombas donates one for every item you buy. So far, Bombas customers like you have helped donate over 50 million items of essential clothing.
We're kind of the same clothing.
And they're the same size, yeah.
Are they related?
Sometimes they are, sometimes they're not.
I think that everyone on Mortal Kombat's related. Go to bombas.com/mybrother and use code mybrother for 20% off of your first purchase. That's bombas.com/mybrother and use code mybrother at checkout. bombas.com/mybrother, code mybrother. Your soul is mine.
You know what that was there at the end, Griff?
Huh?
A mortal callback!
Hey!
Hey there, I'm Ellen Weatherford.
And I'm Christian Weatherford.
And we've got big feelings about animals that we just gotta share.
On Just the Zoo of Us, your new favorite animal review podcast, we're here to critically evaluate how each animal excels and how it doesn't, rating them out of 10 on their effectiveness, ingenuity, and aesthetics.
Guest experts give you their takes informed by actual, real-life experiences studying and working with very cool animals like sharks, cheetahs, and sea turtles.
It's a field trip to the zoo for your ears.
So if you or your kids have ever wondered if a pigeon can count, why sloths move so slow, or how a spider sees the world, find out with us every Wednesday on Just the Zoo of Us in its natural habitat on MaximumFun.org.
Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Carrie, is it?
Oh, yes. Hi, I'm Carrie.
I am Psychic Ross, and I will be reading you this evening.
Oh, interesting. Well, okay. I co-host a podcast. It's called Ono, Ross, and Carrie.
Yes, I'm sensing that. The spirits are telling me. It is a show about
poodles. Well, it's about like fringe science and spirituality and claims of the paranormal. And oh, you knew that.
You do research online.
But more importantly, like we do in-person investigations.
Investigate as well.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
See?
Me and my friend, this is so weird. My friend Ross, same name as you.
Weird.
He and I just go and try them all out. And actually, we've gone to a number of psychics. And to be honest with you, it's a lot like this. It's called Ono, Ross, and Carrie. They can find it at MaximumFun.org.
I could have told you that.
Hey,
Oh, is this it?
I want a munch
squad.
I want to munch
squad.
Welcome to Munch Squad, the podcast within a podcast profiling the latest and the greatest in brand eating. I am your co-host, Justin McElroy. With me as always is Justin McElroy.
What?
And today there's could be only one.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was on pins and needles.
Yes. How welcome to the pumpkin portal. We're taking the pumpkin portal to fall, you guys. Can I just say a quick note,
Justin?
Yeah.
I think they lack courage in their convictions because they put to fall at the bottom. Should have just been pumpkin portal.
Yeah.
Welcome to the pumpkin portal. To fall. No.
Oh, to fall. Nope.
You undid it.
Yep. Just have the strength of your convictions. This is the Starbucks back with the PSL. And we're celebrating in the different weird ways that Starbucks always celebrates the return of the pumpkin spice latte. You'll remember one year they had a dial-in number you could call and hear pumpkin stories. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
We called live on air, if I remember correctly. This year, we're going to the pumpkin portal. You guys are going to be challenged. Right here, live.
The pumpkin portal has terms of service at the bottom and a privacy policy.
Yeah, skipped them. Okay, so we're going to use the emoji keyboard to answer fall riddles.
This is going to be.
And you earn pumpkins for correct answers.
Okay.
Yeah.
You ready?
It's going to be funny audio.
You start with three chances. After three incorrect guesses, it's back to the top. Guess what? This is a picture of an apple. What would you guess it is?
It's an apple.
It says delicious fall fruit may keep the doctor away. I'm going to say apple.
Okay. Pumpkin, apple, or cherry fill this fall treat.
Can you do the dancer, the
what?
The person in the red dress dancing?
A red dress dancing?
No, it's pie.
Airplane.
No, pie. It's pie.
Justin, do an airplane.
Okay, that's an empanada. Will empanada count?
Click empanada.
Pie.
It's kickoff time for this fall sport. Light bulb.
Rugby.
Leg ball and rugby.
I said light bulb, but leg ball is exclusively what I'm calling soccer. Type leg.
Rugby.
Just type leg.
Leg?
Yeah.
Leg?
Leg. Okay, so well, now just click leg a picture and ball. Of a, no, not a turkey leg, like a leg.
You got me.
Okay, this the yellow leg?
Yeah, click the leg. This is going to be right, trust me. Click it and then guess that.
Okay, we can just choose a skin tone. That's nice. I love that.
If the answer does depend on the correct skin tone of the leg.
Skin tone, right. Okay, so it wasn't that.
Okay.
Oh, weird.
Oh, wait a minute. Foosball.
No.
Oh, someplace. Sometimes they spell it wrong. Try it with a T. Yeah, I think
hockey season actually kicks off this
Well, there's
too.
A golden football with it. Oh.
What changes color in fall?
My hair.
Me if I'm down at the beach.
Yeah.
Get my base.
Your base.
What changes color? Skin.
Well, a lot of things do.
Cars.
The sky.
Yeah.
A pie after you bake it.
Leaf. What?
No, wrong leaf,
idiot.
Why is it a wrong leaf? It's just a leaf. The answer is leaf. It's a leaf.
Well, try the fall leaf.
Do a Christian cross.
you carry
all your back to school supplies in this. Well, this is
hands.
Hand.
Oh yeah.
Oh, a fist. Oh, very
okay.
Strong.
Going. Mm-hmm.
Dang it.
That okay, wasn't
well,
it.
We had a good run.
We died. I didn't know we could die in the game.
Yeah, you died.
What happens if you win?
You see the old prospector from, or the Undertaker from Mad Dog McCree, and he comes out, buries you.
You've run out of time reversal cubes.
Yeah.
Don't stop beliefing, it says.
Okay.
You would just make... Okay, our score is 4.
We got 4 pumpkins.
We're foliage friendly. You sleep to the sound of
crunching. Oh, I did it on my own, Justin, and I got all of them right, and it called me a pumpkin fucker.
Yeah. It said you...
So the PSL is back now. This is just a public service announcement. It's topped with whipped cream. It's got pumpkin spices. Hot
no way.
Ice are blended. I mean, the whole bit.
But what? There's pumpkin spice, obviously. But what is it? What are the other drinks, Justin, that they're partnering the pumpkin spice experience with?
Well, there's a pumpkin cream cold brew, which is back for another new year.
I like that one.
And it's a fan. That one's a fan favorite.
Yeah, I get nasty.
If you keep bringing something back 4 times, then I would hope that fans enjoy it, because otherwise, I don't know what you're doing with all that pumpkin cold brew.
Oh shit, I could be buying pumpkin flavored beer right now.
Yeah, you should be, actually.
Okay.
Oh, they've got some festive fall merchandise, just so you know. They're dipping into the Starbucks coffee reserves. I mean, it's going to be a big fall over there. I don't know that we have
Are they trying to lower the price of coffee by the gallon?
What do you mean?
To open up the reserves?
No, it's like a fancier coffee. It's like a better, fancier
coffee. They have better coffee, and they're just like, we could be giving you better coffee than what we have, but we're holding this back, you dirty birds.
I mean, it's a commodity, right? Supply and demand. You can pay for the as good of a coffee as you can afford. You guys like pumpkin spice lattes?
Basic.
Nah, not really my thing.
Basic much.
Get him.
Why don't you go watch Friends?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, where's your floppy hat?
Where's your floppy Friends hat?
Your floppy Friends hat that you watch
when you drink
in.
your public spice. When you drink your public spices. Fucking basic.
I talk about how Friends is better than New Girl for reasons.
I like Coke Zero.
Yeah.
Sophisticated.
Eat a plain scone for with jelly.
Don't have a flavor. Don't have no a flavor. Flavor.
The jelly is flavorless too.
Yeah.
Just a flavorless scone with a flavorless jelly in your
wet.
Floppy Friends hat.
It's can I get a scone with wet? Is what I
just
say when
give
I go
me
to
a
Starbucks.
Sopping a wet scone.
Give
just
me
put
plain,
it on top of my hat.
Plain flavor with a wet scone, please.
I want to meet Gunter while I'm wearing my floppy hat and eating my flavorless scone, and then we're gonna fall in love.
Just to recap real quick, just so you know what's going on. Potbelly's got a pumpkin spice shake. Hardee's is making a beer. I mean, the usual. What?
Hardee's making beer is fun.
Yeah, Hardee's is teamed with Southern Grist Brewing Company on a strawberry biscuit ale. So it's like, you ever eat a strawberry biscuit at Hardee's and think, God, I wish this got me wrecked.
Yeah, dude.
Well, now your dreams can come true.
Yeah.
Drink a delicious beer that is actually a biscuit from Hardee's all mushed up and fermented. Delicious.
Does anyone else on this call or in the world have the experience of it becomes fall, you get really excited, you buy like fall beer. So you buy a bunch of it and then you have like 6 of them in a week or whatever. And you're like, oh, I'm tired of this already.
Pretty
and then
sure
those pumpkin beers sit in your fridge for many months until it gets to be like summer. And you're like, well, I haven't been to the store in a while and I'm out of beer. So you crack open like a pumpkin beer in the middle of July and you're like, oh, this actually is terrible. I hate this.
Yeah.
But then fall comes around again and you're like, oh, hell yeah, pumpkin beer season.
Yeah, that's sort of just the futility of it all, huh?
Yeah, man.
There's an Artemis Moon donut at Krispy Kreme.
A what?
Delicious. Yeah, it was a one-day special to celebrate the planned launch of Artemis 1. So
can you? And they fun. Fucking post. I have beef with NASA because I get my class together and sit in front of the big TV screen and I say they're about to shoot that shit right up into outer space. It's got nobody on it, which is wasteful. It's like, do you see cars on the highway with no one in them? Emissions, much? And I was, my class was psyched. And then at the last minute, they were like, something was wrong with one of the engines, so we didn't do it. And it's like, no one's in the rocket. If it does a big explode, my class is going to talk, like, remember that forever and talk about that.
Now, I didn't know there was no one in it. And that actually explains to me why they were so candid about the engine problems. Because you know if that's a manned mission, they don't just say, like, we had engine.
They were this close.
Right.
We almost shuffled a few. There was a big whoopsie that Devin should have caught, and he didn't. And if that shit had gone up there, it would have been yikes city, end of astronauts.
Imagine being an astronaut who's like on that, and they're like, yeah, we had a lot of mechanical issues, but it'll be fine by tomorrow. Get ready to go. And you're like, what? No.
It is still kind of hilarious. I understand what happens. I've watched a lot of different movies, but it is kind of funny that we're going to blast a rocket into the sky. It's cost like billions of dollars to get to this point. And then it starts raining and everyone's like, fuck.
Sorry,
we tried to oppose your will with our incredible brains. You win.
Is it bad for the rocket? No, it's just we wanted that morning glow on it when we took all the pictures, and we've been staging it. We put a bunch of like doilies around it and stuff.
When the rocket get wet, it looks
stupid. Dumb.
Its hair gets really flat. The decals get loose. Everything gets wrinkled. There's a lot of steam when the rocket goes.
They do that for takeoff, but they don't do it for landing.
Yeah.
They're never like, it's raining, go around.
We're going to reroute you to Phoenix.
We've been thwarted. Take another left.
Madagascar is dry. Take a left.
Go to the ocean.
People are watching. Be careful.
There's a reason they don't fish the rockets out of the ocean once they do go splash smash. And that's because they look so fucking stupid wet.
Yeah, like a wet penis.
It's a big stupid. It's so stupid.
It's so stupid.
My first job out of college, I ran art groups for teens. Out of necessity, I trained myself into a lot of habits to help maintain boundaries and dissuade unwanted attention. One of these things included if I ever need to bend over, I did it in the most unflattering way possible. Years later, I still have this habit. Problem is, I now have a serious girlfriend. I'm afraid I've trained my body to move in this non-erotic way forever.
Jesus Christ.
Brothers, what can I do to drop this habit and learn to bend over sexy? That's from Rusty in Rochester.
It takes a long time to train that out of you. Take it from me. I've had to work so hard to drain every bit of sexy out of my body.
Yeah.
It took years.
For me, it just took...
Oh, God.
Oh, Travis dropped his camera. Wow, you really dropped it, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, I feel like I'm watching a colonoscopy for a robot. Wow, you dropped the shit out of that, Trav. You still haven't fixed it.
He's still trying to fix it.
It might have come disconnected.
Wow. It's disconnected. Wow.
Well,
we don't need to see you, I guess.
We just won't film the rest.
Okay.
I'm curious. I wish I'd gotten a little bit more.
Maybe you could share a screen of a picture of you.
That would be great. If we could have gotten some description of what your unsexy bend over method looks like.
That would have been hugely helpful,
I think we can just take the bend and snap from Legally Blonde and do the antithesis of that.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of you're squinching down to the side for sure.
What if you just
like your hip is going one way, your knees go the other.
You just fall to the ground and you have to stand back up. But see, standing back up in a non-sexy, like what's that look like? The amount of overthinking that went into this is truly humbling. Like I thought that I overthink everything, but to be like, I'm an art teacher, I can't possibly bend over a sexy way if I drop a paintbrush. So I'm going to develop this new, I sort of twist my body sideways a little bit, and then I do.
Like if Gollum was picking up a paintbrush.
Yeah, I go down gorilla style, baby. And then I get the paintbrush and I stand up so fast that no one could ever look at me and be like, that's a erotic pose right there.
Perfect. I love
it. But how do you bring it back? The question is not how to undo the sexy. They've done that. How do you bring it back? Oh, thank you, Justin. Thank you for screen sharing a picture of me talking to a microphone. Now, you did pick my big beard face.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Trav. I should have measured your beard length against your current to find the exact image. Or maybe you can stop being such a clumsy fuck and keep your camera on your desk.
Well,
all right.
Okay. I turned it off because I feared I was too sexy and it would distract you guys. But now you've made me feel terrible about it. And I don't know how to turn.
So
the weird thing is the camera light is on. So it wants to be on.
You got us.
I'm going to go over to bnh.com and see if they got manuals, and I will get back.
All right. And then how about this? You guys do that and I'll do the show. You guys go do some other thing, and I'll do the show people are listening to. Right, I got the orb right in front of me.
It's not my fault, Griffin. We weren't ready, okay?
Right.
Travis would have had his camera in the perfect place, so secure.
Yeah.
All of this would be all set up already.
Yeah,
We weren't ready for this.
So the bend and snap, you know.
Look at that picture.
You know about,
so good.
Yeah, about how to bend over sexy. A lot of people.
You look like you're eating a mouse.
Won't tell you that you have.
I was.
You got
to
squish your butt cheeks together. With your hands.
Oh.
To get a sexy bend going?
To do a sexy bend, if you can't squish your butt cheeks together using just butt muscle, it's okay to use your... I'll write you a note that says it's okay.
Fake it till you make it. That's what
he said. Write a note that says it's okay for you to use your hands to squish your butt cheeks together. Like a doctor's note. And so when your partner is like, why did you do that? I mean, it looked great, but did you need to use your hands? You can show them the note that says, Griffin said it's okay for me to do it like that.
Griffin said it's actually very important and fine.
I would also say, you know what makes everything sexier?
What's that?
Doing it a little slower. So the slower you can bend over and stand back up, the slower you can do it.
Yeah.
Also, more eye contact. So slow, lots of eye contact. Now, that's going to be hard if they're behind you. You got to turn behind.
So slow, slow, quick, quick, slow.
Yeah.
No. Slow, quick, slow, slow, quick.
And the whole time just push them.
What?
Push them together with your hands.
Push them together with your hands. Eye contact, no matter where they are in the room. If they move around, you stay locked in on them the whole time. And when you're picking the thing up, you have to say, oh, there it is, every time. Make sure you see, lock into the object first and then make eye contact because you don't want to whiff on it a couple times because then you're going to be like, there it is.
Can you tear your pants and make it seem like an accident?
Oh, to get it all out?
Yeah.
How do you mean tear your pants and make it look like an accident?
Well, you're already holding your butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so they're going to know. They're going to think you tore your pants with your hands, which is not sexy.
Oh, can you hold your butt and then move your butt like it's talking?
You know that clip of Lenny Kravitz on stage, and then he kind of does like a little dip, and then his leather pants split, and his like whole hog springs forth as if it's been imprisoned this whole time, like boing. It's so it's so tight inside of Lenny Kravitz's pants.
Make me go back.
I just had to get out of there. Like something like that.
I'm the real prince.
What?
It's like the man in the iron mask.
Oh, okay. I got confused.
Perfect. Yeah. I don't know why that was so hard for me to get. Because that reference is usually right at top of mind. So it's very surprising. Hey, thanks so much for listening to our program. Sorry that you were early, but that's not my fault. That's your fault. Try to work on that for next time. Griffin, do you have any notes for the listener they can try to work on?
I guess while you are doing stuff on your computer, go ahead and purchase Montaigne's new album, Making It. Montaigne, of course, creator of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. That album is fucking great, and you're gonna love every second you spend listening to it. And I guess
I got some stuff here.
Yeah, go for it, Trav.
Nice.
As we may or may not have mentioned during this, it's fall, and that means the weather's turning a little chillier. So get yourself a Munch Squad hoodie. over at the merch store, as well as a brand new Besties tee, which is available in Standard Tee or Raglan. 10% of all merch proceeds this month go to Earth Justice, which uses the law to preserve a rich, sustainable, and diverse natural heritage for current and future generations. Check all that stuff out and more at macroymerch.com. Get your tickets for the 20 Rendezvous Fancy Takes Flight Tour. Tickets for all show are on sale now at bit.ly/macroytours. At the end of this month, we're going to be in San Jose for an Adventure Zone show and a My Brother and Me show. And then October 1st, Denver with My Brother and Me. And in November, we've got Washington, D.C., Detroit, and Cincinnati. All those tickets on sale now at bit.ly/McElroyTours. Mask and proof of full vaccination or negative COVID test within 72 hours of event start is required.
Hey, we got pre-orders open for the Adventure Zone 11th Hour graphic novel. Can I talk about that?
Yeah.
It's a fucking great book. Comes out February 21st, 2023, but it would really, really, really help us out if you would pre-order that one at theadventurezonecomic.com. Yeah.
Speaking of the Adventure Zone, I just want to say some exciting stuff happening over there.
Oh, yeah!
Dust Season 2 just came out with special guest Erika Ishii. Session 0 and Episode 1 are out now, with 3 more to come. And then after that, Justin's DMing a full arc, so come over and check out the new shit we got going on.
It's going to be a
good time. Never been a better time. Never.
Also, thank you to everybody who, I assume, showed up for Dragon Con. We haven't actually gone yet. We're recording this ahead of time, but I'm assuming
shows up.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Well, that's going to do it for us this week. And we sure hope you've had a good time. We definitely did.
And so, Griffin, we just need a motivational.
The end of the show.
A motivational quote.
Something to pick people up.
Okay.
Something to give them.
Not to tear them down, please.
Yeah, build them up, please.
I heard a lot of feedback that last week I really tore them apart.
Yeah, a lot of people said that.
In a good way.
Yeah. Now build them back up.
Build them up.
Grab the sun. Grab the sun in the sky and eat it. Fucking eat it. Eat the sun.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother and Me. Kiss your dad.
Square the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.